Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Tuesday, September the 12th. Yesterday, I didn't see this on any news feed, on any news report last night when I was watching the news. Now, I was up and down and up and down, so I have other things going on last evening. But I never heard anyone mention this, and maybe it's because it's not unusual. But yesterday was 9/11, and this report came in to me around 1:30, not quite 1:30 yesterday afternoon. And it says an Afghanistan car suicide attack on the anniversary of 9/11 wounded two U.S. troops and three Afghan civilians. Now, I didn't hear that on any news that I saw last night. Did you? Operation Resolute Support, the U.S. mission of Afghanistan, released a statement Monday noting that a small number of service members suffered injuries after a suicide bomber drove into their convoy, and this was near Parwan province. Now, when those who took credit for it, the Taliban, they claimed there was, they inflated the numbers, said there was about 24 invaders who were injured or killed, and it says in this particular article, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, it's written by Jonah Bennett, said they often exaggerate the numbers. Well, we know how that goes around here, don't we? But I heard nothing on the mainstream media or on Fox News, which is also another mainstream media, in my opinion, at times. But did you hear anything about that? Because I thought it was substantial. Now, they were injured, not killed, and the U.S. soldiers were going to be okay. As far as the civilians that were injured, it does not tell the extent of their injuries. But after President Trump pledged to keep the U.S. troops in Afghanistan, the Taliban, in return, pledged to turn the country into a graveyard for foreign troops. So maybe it's something that happens more frequently, so they didn't really, but that particular article did equate it to 9/11, but I don't know. I have an article here about hunger in the United States. It says it drops to its lowest level since 2007. Now, I will say, I question the numbers. But if it is true, it's a wonderful thing. But then there's part of it that I think, this is not a good thing in the United States of America. No. It says the number of people going hungry in the U.S. is at the lowest level since 2007. And this is coming from a new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, which we sometimes call Uncle Sam destroying agriculture. But anyway, the USDA, according to the report, 41.2 million people said they were food insecure back in 2016, meaning that their ability to access adequate food was uncertain for at least a portion of the year, 2016. The number was a 2.4% decrease from 2015, when 42.1 million individuals reported that they were food insecure. The state that reported the most hunger was Mississippi, with 19% of households reporting food insecurity. And the one least affected is Hawaii, with only 8.7% of households reporting food insecurity. Where do they come up with these phrases? The USDA report says much of the drop is attributed to decreasing unemployment. The decreasing unemployment rate and less inflation of food prices, meaning people can afford to buy more food. Now, I want to stop there, and I'm asking you this question. I asked this on the earlier shortwave show. How many of you have noticed the prices of food in the grocery store dropping? I have not noticed that. Have you? That's my question. 877-895-5410. Now, I will confess, because I have been consumed with this show the last 6.5 years, my husband does most of the grocery shopping. I go out on occasion. But have you noticed it dropping? Food insecurity increased substantially with the recession. Well, that would go to, you know, without questioning. But it says here that the U.S. unemployment hit a 4.4% in August, which was an 0.5% decrease from last year in 2016. It says in May, the Department of Labor said the unemployment numbers fell to a 28-year low just months after President Donald Trump was elected and took office. The number of people, now this is good news, and we reported this a little bit, several months back, and I think there was two states, and I believe one of the states was Maine, but the number of people receiving food stamp benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, has also decreased. About 41.5 million people received food stamps benefits back in May of 2017, marking the lowest level of participation in the program since 2010. Now, there were two states at least that I reported on. Like I said, I can't remember, but I believe one was Maine. To get your food stamps and the benefits from welfare, they were demanding work. And all of a sudden, those numbers started dropping. And they had really great results from the new restrictions or new regulations on this. And that would be a good thing. Because getting people to work, letting them have self-worth again, is a good thing. But we live in a land that is supposed to be the richest of all. The opportunities we have, the wealth of land and natural resources. Our farmers and our ranchers are the best there are. Why would we ever have over 40 million people food insecure? Why would that ever, ever, ever be an issue in this country? We have the best nation in the West, the best in the world. Yet we still have over 40 million people food insecure, having trouble getting food. Does that make sense to you? In some areas we throw food away. You know, Mom used to say when I wouldn't eat my peas, people in China are starving. Well, apparently people in America are starving. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. My question from the first segment, we're going to move on, but the question from the first segment is, have you noticed food prices going down in the grocery store? 877-895-5410. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about yesterday. I've got a report, and I want to talk about Phase 2 of Make America Great Again. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I put a question out. You know, I never know what article is going to get you guys riled up. But I put a question out. Have you noticed food prices dropping in the grocery store? And it's an honest question I want to know the answer to. And don't you think that we should be ashamed in this nation if we have 40 million people, over 40 million people, food insecure? And an obesity problem. Isn't that odd? Let's go to Ray in Illinois. Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind?
Well, the prices of food have not gone down. They've gone up. And I'll tell you a little story I did with my son with food and wasting. So I was divorced, had child support, so money's tight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything that, because he got an allowance, anything that he didn't eat, I told him, I said, I'm going to approximate the value, and that's going to people that don't have food.
Oh, good
deal. He started eating everything on his plate.
He didn't want to give his allowance away, did he?
Exactly. It was a little creative parenting.
Yeah, that was pretty creative. But I haven't noticed the prices going down either. But I don't grocery shop as much as I used to. Because I'm just consumed here. That husband picks up the slack, and he's picked up a lot of slack in the last 6.5, almost 7 years. So I appreciate the call, Ray. Thank you for your observation and your input. We have Susan from Illinois. Susan, how are you today?
chime in on that. I do most of my grocery shopping at Aldi's, which is a discount grocery store here.
Yes, it is.
And
uh-huh.
I think it's been kind of consistent as far as I know. I haven't noticed any great reductions from week to week. What they usually do from any given week, they'll have certain items, which is on special. Like a couple of weeks ago, they had a dozen eggs for 35 cents. I said, oh, I'll get two of those cartons. And they usually, something in the produce, they'll usually have some produce picks of the week, and those are on special. I mean, so it might be a little bit lower than I mean, but usually I think it's fairly consistent.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. That's I do most of my shopping there, and I'm a low-income person on Social Security, so I have to watch the budget.
And so when they have those specials, you take advantage of that and stock up as best you can?
Usually I buy some kind of fruit, you know, and I'll see what they have on special for fruit this week. And I'm not a big meat eater anyway, so I'm not going out buying steaks and chops and stuff anyway. So I'll eat a little meat, but I'm not a big meat eater, so I don't buy much of that stuff.
Most women aren't as big a meat eater as the guys are, so.
Yeah. I was wondering, though, about the food insecurity problem. I wonder if they're considering the situation on the Native American reservations, because I do try to help a few of those Native American charities. I mean, they put these people on the poorest list. Land in the country, you know, and they say conditions are really bad out there. And I mean, I know conditions are very serious because, I mean, they send you pictures and they have groups that try to help some of the neediest of the people out there. And I try to, you know, especially around Thanksgiving, maybe they'll have a special appeal. And so I try to remember it then because, you know, those are our first Americans. And of course, without their help, the pilgrims wouldn't have been able to do so well.
Yeah, they're our brothers and sisters too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate it, Susan. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I have noticed the prices going down. They do have sales from time to time on different items, but I haven't noticed the prices going down. Now, Bannon has done an interview this past week, and I said I was going to watch it, and I didn't get a chance to do that yesterday. I've seen snippets of it, and I've seen articles about it, and but Phase 2... He had talked about Phase 2 before he did this article, before he did this interview. What do you think Phase 2 is? Well, it looks to me like Phase 2 is, remember what I said, Congress is the swamp, and I'm not just talking about Democrats, I'm talking about Republicans as well. It looks like Phase 2 may be changing the guard of the Republican Party. I have several articles here where it talks about different ones that might be retiring, might be taking, deciding to head for the hills, so to speak. I kind of doubt that they're that afraid, but I could be wrong. This is a CNN report. It's actually coming to me through Breitbart. But it said CNN reported on Monday that Senator Bob Corker, who's a representative from Tennessee, a Republican, I think, is considering retiring. News of Corker's potential retirement comes one day. I thought this was funny that they worded this that way. One day after Breitbart executive chairman Steve Bannon stated in an interview with the CBS program 60 Minutes that the GOP congressional leadership is trying to nullify the results of the 2016 president election. He said the Republican establishment is trying to nullify the 2016 election. That is a brutal fact we have to face. And I believe he's absolutely correct about that. I think that's why they did nothing. Absolutely, they've done nothing to support the president. You don't hear them come out and defend him at all when the media is spreading lies, obvious lies. You don't hear them. You didn't see them take a stand in Congress, whether it was in the Senate or in the House, and move things forward quickly. They could have taken the initiative to move things forward quickly, and they did not. They did not. It says, as a result, Bannon said he is declaring a war on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He's a Republican from Kentucky. And will be vigorously supporting the 2016 primary challengers to Republican senators who supported the majority leader's agenda and not the president's agenda. So if they do this, if they aggressively go after these Republicans that have been obstructionist just as much as the certain Democrats, that would be Phase 2, would it not? Wouldn't that be the only way we really can drain the swamp? Because Congress is the swamp. Congress is the swamp, with the exception of just a few, and even some of their ideals I have to question from time to time. So what do you think? We elect a president that everybody hates because he talks about the things that matter to the American people. He spoke to a group of people that have not been talked to in a very long time. We've been talked at by other Republican candidates who also promised the moon to people. But when Donald Trump was running for president, he talked about immigration. He talked about trade and he talked about jobs. And both the Republicans and the Democrats hated him. And I'm here to tell you, I'm going to stick by my guns. I'm going to stand on this until you prove me wrong. Immigration, trade, and jobs go hand in hand together. And the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, that's both Democrats and Republicans, don't want it messed with because they're getting rich. Mitch McConnell is worth millions of dollars. Nancy Pelosi is worth millions of dollars. Paul Ryan's worth is going up and up and up. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Now, it said in that article about the jobs, when we talked about the food and the hunger in the United States of America, those who have been food insecure, I don't know where they come up with these phrases. It said in that article that jobs are picking up. And I think they are in some areas and more in some places than others. Mississippi is the worst hit with the hunger. Our southern states are the poorest in many, many ways. And if you don't have the book Punished with Poverty, you ought to pick that up. Now, I don't have it here in the office, but I had the authors on, and you really ought to read that. It tells you a lot of things about that Civil War that you didn't understand or know before. Punished with Poverty. It affected all colors of people. And what was once the wealthiest part of our nation is now the poorest. We're going to take another break. I want to continue this talk about phase two, draining the swamp. I think some of them around the president want to stop talking about draining the swamp. Do you want to stop talking about draining the swamp? Or do you think the swamp is still the problem? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Drain the swamp. Bring back the Republic. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166.
800-288-2166 or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. The topic right now we're going to discuss is draining the swamp. We've heard a lot about draining the swamp. I haven't seen a lot of draining the swamp. I've seen the swamp creatures fighting very, very hard to keep an agenda down that the American people elected President Donald Trump to do, whether it was build a wall, bring down taxes, tax reform, regulate immigration, renegotiate trade. And in the immigration issue, keeping America safe, putting America back to work, making America prosper once again. And we see the Congress, both sides of the aisle, all the aisles, fighting the president on all these things. Fighting him in such a way that they don't even discuss it. They don't even discuss it. Ready to take their breaks. Go home. Now people say they don't on vacation when they take a break. Well, maybe not, but they're also not working, are they? They haven't worked to get anything done. Well, Bannon vows to go after the White House detractors, the ones who are the GOP who are trying to block the president. Now, the thing about the Democrats is they're very vocal about what they're doing. You don't have to question it. They're real honest about being obstructionists. But the Republicans, they put on their suits and they pretend to be conservatives. They pretend to be for the forgotten man, the forgotten American, the middle class. The Democrat Party is bragging about socialism. They'll talk about the middle class, but they brag about socialism. The Republican Party puts on airs and talks about constitutionality, the Bill of Rights. And then they vote with the Democrat Party. Have you noticed that? They do that here in the state of Missouri. We have two senators. One's on the Democrat side and one's on the Republican side. Oh, yeah, they disagree. On occasion. They've been there forever. Presidents come and presidents go, but Congress, the swamp, stays. It says in this particular article, and this is by Kathy Burke, and it's coming from Newsmax, the top Senate Republicans are calling on President Donald Trump and his former chief strategist, Stephen Bannon, to quit threatening Republicans with primary challenges when they do not support the administration. Well, I agree that we need to be pushing them. I agree that they need to be challenged. He says, I wish they would focus on Democrats instead of Republicans. Well, of course you do. This is coming from Senator John Cornyn of Texas, the number two Senate Republican. He said this when he was about the reports of Bannon and when he was eyeing the challenges of the GOP coming up in 2018. Senator John Thune of South Dakota is also the number three Senate Republican, and he added the potential primary threats could make it harder for Republicans to hold on to their 52-seat majority. Well, how good is that majority working for us, people? What did they do in 2012 when they had the majority? What have they done now when they've had the majority and the president? He says it does make it harder, and it's not particularly productive. We ought to stay focused on the task at hand. This is coming from Thune, Senator Thune. The president also lashed out at GOP senators, including Flake from Tennessee and Corker. Senator Corker from Tennessee and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. Cornyn said Trump and his allies would be well advised to focus on growing our number of Republicans in the Senate rather than diminishing it. What do you think? Has having that majority helped us? Do you think maybe some of them have been there a little too long? Presidents come, presidents go, Congress stays. The majority of Congress does not change. Oh, they might change as far as the majority being Democrat or Republican, but the majority of the individuals do not. They don't change. We've had the same ones in Missouri forever. Okay, maybe forever's a little bit long, but a very long, long time. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. I think that's the only way we can drain the swamp. And I really hope and pray that the majority of registered Democrats out there realize what's happened to their party, that it became a socialist party, and it's no longer a party for the middle class. It's no longer a party that stands on Constitution. It's no longer that party that it was for our grandparents and our great-grandparents. Depending on your age. They're no longer the same party as John F. Kennedy. Well, apparently they're upset with, this is coming from the Daily Caller. They said Steve Bannon hijacked the White House press briefing. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon dominated Monday's White House press briefing as Press Secretary Sarah Sanders fielded question after question about the department's advisors about the 60-minute interview. Bannon, who is back to the helm at Breitbart News, told CBS's 60 Minutes that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan are blocking Trump's agenda, and the firing former FBI Director James Comey was the worst mistake in modern political history. Of course, Sarah Huckabee has to, Sarah Sanders Huckabee has to defend the White House. I believe Bannon was correct. I'm not so sure. Now, when he says that firing Director Comey was a political mistake, he's not saying that that FBI Director James Comey didn't deserve to be fired. Politically, the timing was bad, and it has resulted in a firestorm, including Mueller and that investigation. He should have been let go upon inauguration. That's when he should have been let go. Nothing would have been, they questioned everything Donald Trump has done, but nothing would have really been a big issue. But when he was claimed to be in the middle of an investigation, which really wasn't going on by James Comey, at least that's what he told the president, there was no investigation, it did create a firestorm that distracted from an awful lot of important issues. So I do agree with Steve Bannon on that. What about you? Do you think draining the swamp means we need to switch those representatives and senators in the Republican Party as well as in the Democrat Party, but particularly the majority of the Republican Party, because they're just as big obstructionists as the Democrat Party. They're sheep in wolf's clothing. Or wolf in sheep's clothing. I'm sorry. Wolf in sheep's clothing. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That is the number to call. And Gorka says to expect more shakeup in the White House. 877-895-5410. We'll shake it up here when we come back. I'm going to go grab some coffee. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, Pure Entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ
about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The two questions I threw at you today are, have you noticed food prices going down in the grocery store? And what do you think about draining the swamp? Is changing of the guard in Congress the way to drain the swamp? We have Michelle from Missouri. Michelle, how are you today?
Hi, good, thanks.
Good, how are you doing? And what do you think about the food prices?
Well, the grocery prices on meat here in Mid-Missouri have went up.
They've gone up, not down.
It's pretty unbelievable. And I don't think that they're getting rich because they're serving soup at the soup kitchen. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, I looked up the name Bannon, and his name is Irish, and it means the small, fair one. So maybe that's in his name, that he's got to try to stand up to be fair.
That's maybe true. Maybe true.
So my daily bread was Jesus stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a servant, a slave, and that he became like men and was born a human being, Philippians 2, verse 7. So, yeah. I don't think that they're getting rich because they're serving soup at the soup kitchen.
Well, I never said that. Who said that?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
It's not because they're serving soup at the soup kitchen.
Gotcha.
He does need to drain the swamp.
Okay.
But they're not up there getting rich because they're working in the soup kitchen. Because if they were, they would be like Jesus and serving.
Well, you know, they don't even like to be called public servant.
No.
That upset John McCain terribly. When Joe the Plumber asked him how long he'd been a public servant, he got upset.
Yeah.
So they consider themselves elite. So it's definitely time to drain that swamp and replace them. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for the scripture today, too, as well. Gorka says we need to expect some more shaking up going on. A whole lot of shaking going on. Expect more shakeups on President Donald Trump's staff after the remainder of this year, over the remainder of this year, he says. His former deputy, he was the former deputy, Sebastian Gorka, said that Trump will come to the realization
His senior aides are giving him the wrong advice before Christmas. Gorka and Steve Bannon, as well as others who were connected to Trump's campaign, have left their White House jobs in recent weeks and months as Trump appears to be relying on more established Washington, D.C. insiders for input. Gorka resigned last month, if you'll remember, and is now trying to influence the Trump policy, Make America Great Again, decisions from the outside of the White House. And these are his words. I predict a lot of the changes, almost all the changes in personnel, the significant changes, were not made by the president. They were made by people below him. I predict, this is coming from Gorka, Dr. Gorka, I predict that soon, perhaps before Christmas, the president will be removing high-ranking individuals from inside his administration because he will realize who he's surrounded with. Maybe I should have started with this article. Maybe he'll realize who he's surrounded with. Has the president forgotten the forgotten Americans who elected him? One thing I've noticed about Steve Bannon and Dr. Gorka and some others since they left, but these two men in particular, they're not giving up. They've not changed their loyalty. They're still loyal to the president. And they're still loyal to that agenda of Make America Great Again. They're still loyal to the forgotten Americans out here. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm observing from this. They're not speaking out against the president. They're still loyal to him and the agenda. The Make America Great agenda, they've got all kinds of things. And if you remember during the convention, it was, I don't know if I can remember them all, it was Make America Safe. And I can't think how they had them worded, but Make America Safe. They had the one about jobs and it went on and on. But what we're really talking about in the Make America Great campaign, at least in my heart, what I believe they are talking about is the fact, and President Trump mentioned it in his inaugural address, in his inauguration, restoring the republic. What has happened to the republic? Well, we've been taxed to death. We've been regulated to death. We've been restricted. We're paying property taxes across, not every state has them, but the majority of states do. License and permits and fees. The bureaucracy has enslaved us. We've allowed them to tie our hands behind our back, and we're no longer a free and liberated people. He said, Benjamin Franklin, a republic, if you can keep it. These men and President Donald Trump have talked about making America great and restoring the republic. The swamp is the bureaucracy. The swamp is corrupt. The elected officials, the majority of them in D.C., like Michelle said, they're not getting rich serving soup in the soup kitchen. They're D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. Deals through trade, deals through immigration, illegal and legal. Deals that cost you jobs. Deals that change your wages. Deals that cost you more in the grocery store So I wasn't buying the part of that article that said we're paying less. But it's an astounding reality slap when we have 40-some million people food insecure in the richest nation of resources. The ranchers and the farmers, they can feed them all. What's going on? Drain the swamp. Phase two of Make America Great. A new tactic. Drain the swamp by replacing Congress, particularly those Republicans that are wearing the mask and saying they're conservatives when they're globalists and rhinos. The Republic. That's you. That's me. And we are the instrument that will drain that swamp when we elect new, not career politicians, but statesmen, and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.